Damn, Q. Baby, you did that.
You are now locked in live from the 48205 Red Zone.
You ain't never been on E Block, bitch. You too excited.
Shit.
Damn. Yeah.
Shit, girl.
Yeah, nice to get what I said.
Fuck that shit. I ain't in that bitch, man. Shit.
Perfect. Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show live on eblockradio.com.
All right, let's get to it. Shout out to all the people out in Cali. For sure, all the people out in Cali, though. They showing us mad love for whatever reason. Shit, we doing real good in Cali. Shout out to Texas, man. Shout out to Georgia. Shout out to the NYC. Shout out to North Carolina. Motherfuckers in Georgia showing out pretty good, though, especially in Atlanta, dog. Shout out to y'all. Got some people over in Milwaukee, dog. And, of course, the motherfuckers over in Italy and shit, dog. This shit, that's crazy, nigga. We overseas with it. But we in here, dog. And, of course, right here in the city of Detroit, dog. Thank y'all and shit for checking us out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, or whenever we actually pull up. you know? Let's get this shit, man. Yo, yo, yo. You already know exactly what it is. The Live is Cloud Radio Show. On the planet.
It's Earth, cuz.
Straight from the E-Block Radio Live when you're down right this moment, man. This is the Wake and Bake Show. Got my man Angry Man in the building. Got my man Mark Money on the plantation and shit.
Mom, what's up? I love you.
Got my nigga Sharon holding it down.
What's happening?
And of course, man, it's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live from the 48205, man. Motherfucking Red Zone, dog. We in this bitch, dog. It's Friday and shit. Good Friday. A good Friday for niggas, hopefully, and shit. We gonna have a little fun today. It's gonna be a little loose show, though. Just go tell some stories, nigga. That's all we gonna. What we gonna do, though? Just go fuck with y'all a little bit, though. That's what I planned on doing today, anyway. You know how you go to a job interview and shit. You know what I'm saying? And they interviewing you, they trying to figure out your character and all that shit. And they always say, tell me about a time when such and such, you know, happened and shit. So then you got to come up with a story. Mm-hmm. That's what we're going to do today, dog. We're just going to randomly choose shit. Tell me about a time when.
Dog.
We're going to do that. And if you're listening in the audience right now and shit, dog, you can drop comments in the comment box if it's a story that you want to hear from us. Tell me about a time when. We're going to get into it. I got some interesting ones that I'm going to throw out there and see what kind of stories we can come up with. And we're going to play along with the audience, too, though. So if you're listening, we like to hear some stories, too, and shit. So drop your story ideas into the comment box. We're going to be real interactive today. And, of course, you can call here at 313-444-3032, dog. And you can tell the story live.
Good story.
On the motherfucking air. Good stories, though.
Yeah, good stories.
Don't hear no bullshit stories. Angry Man, what's popping with you, dog? It's a motherfucking Freaky Friday and shit. What's good with you?
Nothing.
Yeah. That's, no? Yeah, we miss Monk too, dog. Yeah, you are greatly missed.
Yeah, we do miss Monk. Yeah, I love Monk.
Shout out to my nigga. I think one of them chicken sandwiches. That was it, though, for real?
Huh? You say what?
That was it, for real? Like,
nah, I ain't got nothing going on, man.
Okay.
I ain't going to work today, so. Oh,
that's what's up. GNW checking in. What up, though? Samuela checking in. What up?
Pretty much.
Race Chris, what up, though?
Couldn't sleep too much last night. Don't know why. Probably because I knew I wasn't going to work.
You was anxious about that shit? I don't understand.
I don't know, man. It was a weird night sleeping. You know, my whole pattern was off.
Okay.
And it was just weird. Because, you know, normally if I sleep on my left side.
This nigga. I don't even. Okay.
My body is straight. Sleep on the right side, I wake up, my arms are always folded.
What?
I don't know where that came from, man. I mean, for years.
Your arms be folded.
Yeah, you know, like how you fold your arms? Yeah.
So that's on your right side?
Yeah.
Duh,
that's...
I don't know what that's got to... I don't know.
And it wasn't happening.
I don't know what that's going to do anything, but...
And it wasn't happening like that, and I guess it was making me uncomfortable.
So you couldn't sleep?
So I couldn't sleep.
Okay.
Duh.
That's what's up. So, Shy, what's been popping with you, dog? I'm just sticking around to myself.
I mean, I slept okay.
They fucking asked you how you slept, nigga.
Man, everything been smooth, bro. Everything been smooth, man. Same old shit. Just working. Back on that coaching shit, though. You feel me with the AAU shit.
For sure.
They got me with the Sis Great Boys, whatever.
Shout out to ITK and shit.
Yeah, no. About to start back working out.
Angry. Still doing tryouts? Or?
No, well, it was today. I had it messed up.
Today, oh, okay.
So, Angry got to go ahead and bring his son to the gym because I'm going to start being at the gym probably like in the next 2 weeks or whatever.
Dude.
I'm going to get like right. one little day in at the Academy of Warren.
Oh, okay. That's
but, man, besides that, man, just ready for the summer, dog.
I figured that.
Ready for
the fuck spring, huh? Shit, I'm cool with spring.
Man, I'm ready for some warm weather. Like, they guaranteed it's going to be warm today.
Yeah, I like spring, though, because, like, get to the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
Might trick you up with a little 80 here, you know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Cool with that. That fucking summertime, 90 degrees, motherfucking sweating under my titties.
That's it.
I got time for all this shit, bro.
Where's the Academy of Warren?
That's right there, like, on 8 Mile and what's that? A little bit past the Plunder, like, where that old, where that little furniture store is.
Okay.
Oh shit, is that where the motherfucking movie theater used to be? Up in there?
Yeah, exactly.
Duh, what was the name of that theater?
What movie was
it? Used to be up on 8 Mile of the Quint. Oh no, you said the Quint.
Oh no, are you talking about the Beacon East?
Beacon East?
No. I'm thinking about the motherfucking, duh, y'all niggas know by Shannon. Maybe it's 8 Mile of Shannon, maybe.
Exactly.
Remember that shit?
No.
The show back in that bitch, niggas used to get shot in that motherfucker all the time.
Because somebody already told me about that shit.
Yeah, remember? What the fuck was the name of that theater? Yes, nigga.
I do not remember that shit.
Oh, you do. Because niggas used to go to that bitch, but motherfuckers started getting killed and shit. And Miles, they was like, no, y'all niggas can't be going to that movie theater, dog.
8 Mile and Shaner?
Off 8 Mile and Shaner, dog. In that big ass square, he used to sit all the way in the back. It was like movie. Fuck. Somebody from the east side, tell me, dog. I know somebody from the east side listening right now. Niggas used to get killed at that motherfucking movie theater, dog. And I want to say maybe it didn't show new movies. Maybe it was a dollar. Was it a dollar show? It wasn't a dollar show, but I think it was. Maybe they didn't show new movies. Damn, you gotta remember Cinema City, something like that.
No.
Cinema City? Something, dog, I'm telling you.
I just know niggas told me it was a movie theater.
Dog, yes, it was a movie theater, 8 Mile, in that Shaner area, like right off of Shaner, on 8 Mile, sitting off in the back. Maybe it used to be a Ponderosa or something in that square. I don't know. It was something in that square. But that bitch sat all the way off to the back, dog. You remember that shit? Damn, somebody from the east side got to be listening right now.
Man,
Cinema City, I want to say it was, dog. 8 Mile Shaner. Some old nigga. Please call.
That shit probably was gone by the time I had
it. Yeah, that shit probably was gone, yeah. But it was our time for sure. It ended up closing probably by the time, I don't know, maybe we was in high school or some shit. It ended up closing. Damn, Angry, I thought you was gonna remember that one, dog.
Nah.
Niggas just get killed in that bitch, though, like, and I don't even know why I was smiling about that.
So he happy and shit. Niggas was dying in that motherfucker.
Niggas was dying in that bitch for real, though.
But yeah, same shit, though, man. Just
right,
shit
got way off.
For me, it just been, you know, sports and family. That's it, dog. You know,
that's what's up, dude.
Crazy, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to me for the great weekend I had, man, this past weekend. I got to interview with Alex Thomas. That was pretty dope.
For sure.
Having somebody, you know what I'm saying, with that, you know.
All right, yeah, that's right, yeah. Yeah. Talk about that shit you ain't been on since then.
Having somebody who, you know, been in the Hollywood scene, come to Detroit, come to the hood, come in the basement,
yeah,
you feel me, and chop it up, and then gave me and my wife some tickets to his show. That was pretty dope, you know what I'm saying?
It was dope, though.
Like, crazy, it's crazy that was my first comedy show as a old-ass nigga shit, dog. Yeah. But no, it was dope, though. It was a dope little time, dope conversation, you know what I'm saying? Shit, it was a pleasure to have him on the show.
How small is Punchline?
That be small as fuck.
I thought it was. Cause I've never been inside, but just to see where it's sitting, I'm just like, dog, it can't be.
Bro, that
no space in that
stage is the size of this shit, dog. that motherfucker is little, bro.
You talking about an intimate setting.
Nigga, the whole time I'm thinking like, dog, if a fight break down,
everybody's scrapping. Niggas on stage scrapping.
Yes, nigga, it's that fucking tight, bro. But no, it was a good time, bro. Good time.
That's what's
got
up.
Got to go ahead and get out with Dr. Kidd, so shit, I enjoy myself.
No, that's what's up, though, dog. Yeah, shout out to Alex Thomas pulling up on the block and shit. That was cool and shit.
For sure.
Nigga, real California nigga and shit, though.
Yeah, I know, bro.
Right, real Cali nigga and shit, though. Shout out to dog. But dog, speaking of sports, right? We kind of said something about sports.
Mm-hmm.
But so I'm looking at you know, old girl famous now and shit. fucking Angel Reese and shit. And how you say her fucking name?
Who that?
Big Pho.
Fly J.
I did not know how to pronounce that shit. But dog, so I'm just looking at, cause they going crazy on Instagram, obviously. They done won the national championship. So I was seeing all these posts and shit. So I'm just like, fuck, let me go back through that shit. Man, them bitches can hope, nigga. I don't be watching that shit. Like, I ain't gonna lie to you.
Yeah, I was ready to tell, but you called some 19-year-old bitches.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. I take that back. I apologize. You know I didn't mean it like that.
I'll talk shit.
Yeah, but I'm just saying I didn't know because, you know, it's, yeah. Protect black women.
Like, your bitches go home.
They just motherfuckers. Those young ladies.
No, they gonna ball.
No, they hooping their ass off, though. They can hoop, though.
No,
it's your coach.
Yeah, no, okay. They dope.
And this is the thing, though. Like, for them, and even, like I said, Caitlin can hoop like a motherfucker, too, though. That's right. I'm not taking nothing from her and shit. I think that what's crazy, though, is that these motherfuckers really about to start making niggas watch women's college basketball.
That game was exciting, bro.
Yeah. It was, though. Like I said, I had no intentions of watching this shit, but it was flooding my fucking timeline so hard. I'm like, fuck it, let me see what this shit about. The motherfuckers hoping, though.
Nah, it's funny seeing her, though, the Flaw J chick, because me and my wife and my son used to watch this shit with Jermaine Dupri called The Rap Game.
Yeah,
because
she's a rapper and shit.
She was on that mud at like 12 or 13, bro. Yeah. Like rapping. Then a couple years later,
it was crazy, though. That shit was on that long ago?
Yeah.
Cause goddamn, so was she 20, 21 now?
Nah, she
a freshman. She's 18, 19.
But dog, that
so still, that was what, 6 years ago? That shit was on that long ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn. Cause my son was a fucking infant. He about to be 7. Bo, you fucked up. But now she can rap it. That's when Shy was like, dog, she hoop. She just McDonald's All American. Like, damn, she hoop like that.
Yeah, they
been doing their thing.
Yeah, nah, shout out to them though. But let me see what else happened this week and shit that we ain't talked about. I think we'd have talked about everything because we was here Wednesday. Shit, so I don't know. Anything left on the flow you want to talk about before we get into for real today? Telling some motherfucking stories and shit.
No, I don't know. Shout out to Adolf. Yesterday was her birthday.
Oh, that's what's up, dog.
Yeah.
Damn, I didn't know all these motherfuckers had birthdays this close. Yeah, goddamn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
I guess I can say shout out to my son, mom, tell her birthday and shit. And my wife.
Shout out to son, moms.
Yeah, my wife, grandma, and shit, tell her birthday.
Shout out to wife, grandma, and shit. Grandma, no spaghetti, grandma?
No, not spaghetti, grandma. This is Milwaukee, grandma.
Yeah, spaghetti, grandma. Well, hey, I said that I really don't eat nobody's spaghetti except my mama shit. Because, Because my mama make the shit like lasagna, you know what I'm saying? Like in a pan. But like this old lady, you know, spaghetti.
I'm going to tell you something right now.
Huh?
Ain't nobody fucking my spaghetti.
Nigga.
I'm being truthful.
Slee ain't never had none. Your shit that fire?
My shit good.
That spaghetti good.
Lance going to hate, but that shit good, dog.
I make a pretty decent one.
Yeah.
But you
never made spaghetti.
But you know what? I'm kind of on the fence with this.
Nigga, he'll check me in
with that phrase because I really don't like it that much.
What's that?
I don't eat nobody to such and such but my mama's. Mm. Well, get the fuck out my goddamn kitchen, again. Don't come in here and sell them off, no, man.
That's different, nigga. And the only reason I said that is because
I get what you're saying.
Yeah, most niggas make spaghetti in a pot.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Used to eating that bitch like lasagna, so that's why I said that.
Nick, but you get what I'm saying. I can't stand that shit, man. I mean, sometimes I get offended.
I thought that about my mama's salmon croquet patties and shit until I had monk shit.
Right.
Mama, I'm sorry.
I'm like, you ain't even give my shit a chance before you come in here and sell my shit.
But, dog, I say this before, and I hate to bring it back up, bro.
What up?
Because I love, and always will love my grandma, dog. Rest in peace to my granny and shit, dog. Granny dressing, bro. Granny dressing was trash.
The worst dress I've had in my life. I love it, dog.
Bro, I love her. I love her to life, my dog.
Dang.
Yeah, head dressing.
Yeah, motherfucker.
I would never.
You could bury that shit with cranberry sauce and just gravy.
It ain't popping, my dog. I love her to death, though. That's one thing.
I mean, everybody can cook everything.
It's like your grandma. But you know what? Maybe it's just me, though, right? Because, like, everybody else seem to love it. I don't like it.
Mm, mm.
You know what I'm saying? So he said you ain't everybody else.
I ain't like it.
Shout out to my grandma, though.
That nigga gave me a head like, don't do it. I mean, that motherfucker like, what, nigga? Usually somebody make decent, if it's like decent dressing, you could just cover that bitch up with the cranberry sauce. Nigga, that shit wasn't working. I'm like, fuck. That's what you got
something. Cousins is probably gonna fucking kill me for saying that shit.
But see, that, see, that's what you do, man. I mean,
but my mama dressed it though.
When you go to somebody's house to eat, and you know, and you eating something for the first time, you don't get a lot of this
sample.
Yeah, you get a little bit of everything. So you can say, if I like it, I can go back and get some more. Instead of piling your plate up with that shit, being greedy.
No, that's the worst, though.
And then now you
piling gonna... your shit up, thinking that motherfucker about to be fired.
And then you got to fight your way through that shit.
I definitely did that with niggas' macaroni and cheese.
Oh, motherfucker, look, fired. Oh, that needs to be fired.
Well,
so, you know, I was slapping that bitch on the plate. Get to the table like, oh, you want to throw this whole bitch away.
Mac and cheese, you definitely got to get a small portion. Then go back.
But see, it's fucked up though, right? Because the motherfucker looked delicious, right? So you think, like, let me test it out first. You get a small portion. By the time you go sit down and try the shit and try to go back, niggas didn't mash that bitch.
No, what you do is you scoop that bitch on the plate.
Yeah, motherfucker, right there.
And then taste that shit.
I do a taste test, dog.
Hey, so fuck it. Let's start right there, dog.
Mrs. Angie got a hell of a motherfucking macaroni and cheese.
Nah, let's start right there. Start right there with the stories then, dog. Fuck it. We're going to start right there. We're going to start with you, Angie, man. Tell me about a time when a nigga food was hella trash and he was right there, though, while you was trying to eat it, dog. Damn. What the fuck did you do? He or she?
I really don't think I have a story for that.
Nah. Are you right there in front of the motherfucker who cooked it?
Nah, not really. Cause like, nah.
Everybody food be good.
It's all right.
There's got to be somebody. Shit was just like, what the fuck is this?
I think.
But you done got that motherfucker out, so now you got to eat it.
I think when the most trash food I had was probably catered.
Yeah.
You know, you go to somebody's house and somebody catered this shit.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, man, if they don't throw this cardboard in the garbage.
But Jay never had to like fake it in front of somebody.
Yeah, not nobody. Now that I'm telling the truth about nobody.
Yeah, nobody
personal.
Yeah,
you know, to me. But I have had some bullshit ass catered food.
Okay,
yeah.
So I definitely had that.
Sometimes
catered joints for me, dog. The scariest food in a catered joint is baked chicken, dog.
Oh,
because niggas who cater baked chicken seem like. I don't know. That shit just don't always be cooked right. Like, sometimes it just don't be cooked at all, the same. Like,
because
they cooking too much or whatever.
Yeah, it be rushing that shit.
But that's the scariest food from from catering shit. But yeah, damn.
Yeah.
You ain't got no story for that.
It's surprising.
Damn.
That's good. You are a lucky individual.
I know. You know what I mean? It's probably because I don't go to everybody's house and eat every goddamn time.
Facts. That'll do it.
Yeah, that'll do it. Because first off, I don't trust a lot of the niggas cooking anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
If
I think your shit going to be fucked up and I know you invited the nigga over, I'm going to eat before I get there. Oh, I'm straight, bro.
Yeah. Perfect, dude.
You know what I mean? Or
I got a hell of a story.
I take a plate home and shit. Like, man, I take mine to go. Bro.
Yeah.
So if I don't like it, I can body slam that bitch and just walk in there. Let's shoot a free throw with that shit. But yeah, mine came probably from I done been to some people houses that had some shit catered.
Yeah.
I wanted to kick the whole motherfucking table over.
No, for real. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Ain't shit worse. Tell motherfucker too.
Yeah. Who the fuck hired this motherfucker?
Fuck, I'm eat all the bread.
Just like, damn, I wish Buck was here, dog. So he can share this story, dog. It was a fucked up event we was at and shit, right? So shout out, rest in peace to my baby Sarita and shit, dog, his cousin. We had went to the funeral and shit, then went to the repast, dog. Beautiful funeral, beautiful repast, dog. That was the homie, dog. Shout out to Sarita though. Shit, rest in peace, baby. But we had the repast. And like, it's so much food, nigga. Like, most of this shit look good as hell. So like, I should come in that bitch a little late. So I grabbed me a couple things and shit. But like, all the food, like niggas that ate, like niggas, all the food gone. But it's this one pan. What the fuck? What the fuck was it? God damn it. Was it dressing?
Yeah.
It might have been dressing, dog. But it was a big ass pan. That bitch had one scoop out that motherfucker. Apparently that one motherfucker ate that shit. And told everybody how trash it was because all the food was gone except this one big ass pan of dressing.
Dog, that's fucked up.
I'm looking at that shit like, cuz, what's wrong with the dress? It's like, dog, don't eat that shit. So it took one person to find out that shit was trash. It must have told everybody.
Where were we at? We were at some event. I can't remember what it was.
So, let me say, what's the repass? Is that a black thing?
That might just be what we call
it. Saree Pass is, you know, the gathering after the funeral. Could it be just called something else?
Yeah.
Or is it just some shit that niggas do? Because people don't do that shit.
I'm sure they do it. They just say, we going over Brad's house after.
Brad.
But I forgot where
following the procession.
Where we were. And wasn't nobody eating the meat, but them motherfucking greens. Yeah. You remember that shit?
Nobody eating the meat. Where the fuck?
It was a because remember the lady came by the table and said, "I see none of you guys are eating the meat. Is everything okay?"
So he was
Yeah, because remember, Derek was fucking them greens up.
Dog, you throwing me, dog. I don't even know. I can't remember.
We were somewhere, man. I can't remember where the fuck we.
Yeah, somebody crib were like at a home or something.
Your cousins was there. Big C and Candy was there.
All of them together?
Yeah. Was it
after Tom's birthday or something?
It was after.
Nah,
I don't want to say it was a funeral.
Shit, unfortunately, that's what it.
So was it somebody? Was it somebody wedding? Or I don't know what it was. Nigga, we was up on was it 8 Mile?
Maybe somebody wedding.
We was at the UWA. Was that the UWA? No, we were on 8 Mile.
Oh, freaking!
No, it wasn't your mother. I don't think that was your mother.
Well, shit, I ain't been there no other time. The UAW shit right there, like when you going to the Bel Air Theater and shit.
Yeah, I know that. I know where it's at. I know exactly where we were, but I don't.
Might have been trash.
I don't want to recall.
I don't even remember that.
You know what? I think it was because it was a table full of older women.
No. You're right though.
For all of us,
is that what it was?
Yeah.
Am I OG?
It wasn't the best of the best.
Honestly, I don't even fucking know.
No, the food was okay. The food was okay.
That shit was trash.
I just remember that one. Remember that one summer everybody was over here not on that. We ain't eating meat shit. Mm-hmm. So we had a table full of motherfucking everything else on that bitch. No meat.
Damn, I don't even remember, dog. I was so fucked. I was out of my shit.
But them motherfucking greens, boy.
The greens, that's why I know exactly what you're talking about.
Them bitches was fire, dog.
And just so y'all understand, just to give y'all some, Angry Principal said, yep, repass that mom.
Oh, that's what it was?
He felt bad, like, damn, your mom was...
It's the last place that the chicken was supposed to be fucked up. Yeah, my mama shit.
I think, man, because remember,
last place. But like, I honestly don't like the day of my mama, my OG funeral and shit. Of course, was my birthday too and shit. So like, just between the celebration of life and shit, and just grieving and all that shit, and being drunk and high, like the whole fucking weekend. I honestly don't remember the food. Yeah. Like, I don't even remember the food, dog. But obviously, it was trash.
Table full of big ass niggas, and ain't nobody got a stitch.
Everybody vegetarian.
Yeah.
No meats, nigga.
That was funny, though, because he just slid in the comments like, yep, that was it.
Okay, see, he know what I'm talking about there.
Dog, that shit funny as hell, dog. Because I don't think me at the time, that's when me and Elle.
Oh, she said that was catered by LePage. Now, LePage got good food, though. Not that damn.
I don't know.
Well, the past got good food. Speaking of which, I need a motherfucking turkey chop dish for the motherfuckers.
Let's see. It's one thing I never understand. Mm-hmm. If anything is catered by somebody black,
mm-hmm. The chicken shouldn't be messy.
The fried chicken needs to be employed, bro.
For sure. It gotta be.
I'm sorry.
JP said it was good.
Like I said, I don't recall why didn't nobody have no meat on their plate. But I remember we were sitting there clowning because then it wasn't until the lady came over there and said, "Is everybody okay?" Because we about to wrap it up, and she looked around and was like, "Either y'all ate that shit or y'all ain't got no goddamn meat on y'all plate."
And I can imagine that would be, unfortunately, I would imagine that would be the only place that all of us was together.
Yeah.
So it had to be.
That shit funny.
So I say, yeah, it was trash.
Well, see,
you said it was good though. I don't know. I don't fucking remember. I don't have a clue.
I can remember it being a little trashy. I don't know.
For me, it was one of them things. I saw all of y'all not getting no meat, so I didn't do it.
You follow suit, dog.
So I'm like, shit, I'll take some macaroni and cheese, some of them greens over there, mm-hmm. Mashed potatoes, just put some gravy on that shit.
Damn, I'm tripping out though. I guess, what was it? No, I'm tripping though because I forgot Angry Principal dropping it. He might be talking about his mom. What was we talking about?
But no, he might be right when he said it was like bringing the meat in because we was hungry as hell. I remember waiting for a long goddamn time.
He said the meat was late or it was late coming or it wasn't.
You remember waiting a long time for food, bro.
Oh, okay.
We did wait. We waited a minute.
Oh, so that's what it was. It's just the food, the chicken, the meat wasn't there.
Bro, we was at.
I have no idea. Didn't.
We had a hella conversation waiting for that food, bro.
You know, I didn't ask. I just looked around and was like, they ain't eating, so I ain't eating.
Well, so you got a story, though, about... in case y'all just not checking in, dog, we talking about niggas with bad cooking and shit. We just, the story is, because we telling stories now, right? So this topic is, tell us about a time when the food was trash, but you had that person that made it was right there. You was about to eat it, you got to play that shit off.
See, man, I got so many stories, but I can't think of them. But... two stories I can remember just off the top without, you know, going to the heavy research.
Yeah, it's both
barbecue experiences.
Damn, for real.
So, I go the most recent one was my Uncle Kenny, dog. Mm. They threw a little barbecue for, I believe that was his wife's birthday, whatever.
We was all over there.
Yeah, we was all over there.
In the corner.
Yeah, in the corner and shit.
Right.
So, matter of fact, Angry Principal was there, everything. Mm. So, me, my wife, and my son at the time, we was there and shit. So, I'm hungry. Mm-hmm. So, I went up there and, you know, make my plate and shit, dog.
I overdid it, dog. Couldn't start the shit look good.
Nigga, that shit, the chicken was baked chicken.
Uh-oh.
Trash. The macaroni.
You had baked chicken at a barbecue?
It was a barbecue, but I remember some baked chicken was there, too. Somebody probably brought it, yeah. Macaroni. Trash. It's like the motherfucking shit wasn't cooked all the way, dog. Everything was trash, nigga. I'm like, what the
fuck? I don't remember.
The only thing that was
good. I don't think I ate, but I think you said it was trash.
The only thing that was good was the baked beans. Yeah. That's it. So I went crazy on baked beans and I started scattering everything else. Like I ate that bitch. And I went over to my wife. I ate. Don't do it.
Damn.
And then another time, this pissed me off.
That's fucked up. It was fucked up with his family.
It was a barbecue at my brother's house.
Uh-huh.
And this is my first time being away from the crib on a holiday.
Gotcha.
So he
time out down in Texas.
Yeah, so he barbecuing. I hope, you know, he don't get mad. But this nigga made the
white. Don't tell the story anyway.
He made the whitest hot dogs ever, dog. You know those white people hot dogs when they got the grill marks on the motherfuckers, and that's it. Nigga, I bit to that shit, nigga. It's still shit. Like it was in the fucking refrigerator, dog. And you know, black people, when we have barbecue hot dogs, it has to be burnt.
A little bit.
Yeah. This nigga had the motherfucking ballpark commercial hot dogs, nigga, with the grill on. I'm like, bro, come on, bro.
No, that's funny.
That was the worst barbecue hot dog I had in my life.
That's hella trash.
I'm like, bro, when you make those hot dogs, nigga, I want them bitches to be crispy, dog.
Yeah.
That's the only way.
Nah, for sure.
This nigga had straight up white people shit, dog. Like, god damn.
He said with just the grill line. All right, it's done.
Nigga, Hallmark ass commercial hot dogs, nigga.
They cooked them bitches with a lighter, huh?
Oh, yeah, that's fucked.
He choked me up that one. That shit hurt my feelings, bro.
Yeah, no, that's bad. I got a throwback, though, that evolves into a whole longer story, nigga. So, I was in, this is when I was in New York. You know, I was in Harlem and shit for the Black Enterprise, internship. So anyway, it was a chick in the office and shit, dog. She didn't work there. Like, she was a temp agent secretary and shit, right? And the motherfucker was smiling. I ain't gonna lie to you. Motherfucker was smiling and shit. So I get to, you know, rap it to the bitch. You know how I do and shit. So she like, you know, she know my story. You know, I'm way out of town. They ain't got no family and shit. So she invited me over for dinner one night and shit. It was a little Friday night after work. So Friday night, I get down there, dog. Bitch live in the Bronx. Dog told me not to go to the Bronx because, like, it's the Bronx, nigga. You ain't from here, don't do it. But I went any motherfucking way because, you know, at that point I was, 21, nigga. I ain't give a fuck about what niggas telling me not to do. So I go and shit, and I remember that bitch was on, I want to say, like, 36th Street, and damn, I had remembered the Crescent or something. I had remembered the street because I had to take the, you know, the train and walk to that motherfucker. So I got to that bitch's in the projects, nigga, like, the for real projects where, like, it's about 20 motherfucking stories and niggas hanging outside projects. Yeah.
So, like, I had to call the bitch from outside to come get me and shit. Niggas all on the stoop checking me out and shit. Like, it's a real movie shit.
So she's like, them niggas ain't go, you know, they ain't gonna fuck with you, whatever. Like, shit, bitch, come get me, nigga. Like, I'm way out of town. Got my motherfucking chain on and shit. Look like motherfucking lunch out this bitch. So she come get me and shit. We go upstairs. And so the bitch made me some white, I think it was whiting fish, yeah, maybe. Fish, yeah. Yeah, it might have been whiting and some rice-a-roni type shit, right? Some for real hood shit, right? And I'm like, you know what? Nick ain't had no real food. Like, I've been, you know, fucking around this whole time, like buying sandwiches and shit, you know what I'm saying? So, like, this is real food. So, she hooking that shit up, dog. And I, mind you, I ain't gonna lie, I already seen a couple roaches in my home, but I figured just the projects and shit, the bitch might not really be nasty. It's just, yeah, like, you know, it's motherfuckers living on top of motherfuckers, so that's how it be. So she hooked the shit up. It looked decent than a motherfucker, right? You know what I'm saying? So I'm sitting next to her and shit. I'm feeling like, you know, I'm trying to shoot a move after this anyway. You feel me? So like, let me eat this food and get to it and shit, right? So I'm going into the motherfucking rice-a-roni first, right? Look good, because like a lot of motherfuckers can't cook rice. That's, you know what I'm saying? That shit kind of hard. But I eat that motherfucking, like, it literally don't taste like shit. Like, I don't know if she even put too much water. Nigga, rice-a-roni come with the seasoning. Nigga, like, how you fuck that up? Like, it come with the seasoning you supposed to put in the bitch. But anyway, I'm like, all right, fuck it. Let me get some hot sauce and shit, right? So she give me some hot sauce, whatever the fuck they was eating out there, because it wasn't red hot. It was Tabasco sauce or some shit. So I throw that shit on the fish, right? I'm thinking, like, fish, you know, it's whitey, nigga. It can't be bad. Pull that motherfucker off and shit, because, you know, whitey got the bones in this shit. I eat that motherfucker, dog. Trash. I'm talking about, like, no seasoning and mushy and shit. Oh, like, it's just overcooked. It's fucked up. She ain't fried it enough. Yeah, because, you know, we like our shit fried hard.
Man.
So, like, this time, I'm, you know, still trying to fuck around. So, like, damn, I gotta eat this shit, right? So, I'm forcing that shit down. She talking up. You know, like, trying to, you know, eat and talk at the same time. She'll eat that. Girl, you crazy and shit, dog. So, I'm forcing that shit, though. Like, you know how you force that shit? It's like, you ain't gonna never finish.
No, I miss never end.
Nigga, I'm a fat nigga. This was two pieces of whitening. And your whitening ain't that fucking big. That shit took me like 30 minutes to try to, dog, put that shit together. Fucked up, though. I'm doing all of this shit, trying to live through the conversation so I can, you know, see what's to it and shit. And the shit had my stomach fucked up, dog. Now, I was going to take it, because you know I take a shit at anywhere, dog. So I'm like, let me use the bathroom and shit. I'm about to go in here and see, like, can I just hit a couple farts and shit and hit on this pussy and shit, or is it going to really go down? So I go in this motherfucker to test it out in the bathroom and shit, and dog, when I tell you the nastiest motherfucking bathroom I ever seen in life, nigga. Now, this bitch got a kid. The kid wasn't there at that point, but like, still, how your house gonna be this filthy with a kid?
No,
so immediately the shit went back in my guts. Like, I can't even do this. Yeah. So now I can't hit on the pussy. I gotta get the fuck on. Now, mind you, I'm in the Bronx, though. I gotta go back to Harlem on the train, nigga.
Duh.
I left that motherfucker with bubble guts, nigga, and rolled that motherfucking train from 155th, no, 160th, somewhere. I don't know. A whole bunch of stops, nigga. I ran that bitch about 10 stops before I got to my stop, nigga. On the motherfucking train with bubble guts, nigga.
Duh.
All because I had to pump fake like this food was good and shit, trying to get some pussy.
Duh.
And then the shit on myself on the subway.
Ain't,
that's terrible.
Ain't nothing like some fucking a bitch make you some food and that shit terrible, dog.
Bro, terrible. And she was, and this the thing, dog. And that, like, you know, I don't want to stereotype women and shit, but like the motherfucker was fine too, though.
Duh. That's why you gotta make your
motherfucker was fine. And her crib was just, you couldn't tell from, like, you know, it's the project, nigga, so I wasn't expecting a lot, but, like, damn.
Man,
like, it looked decent where I was at, you know what I'm saying? But then I went to the bathroom, like, bitch, damn. I would rather the living room be fucked up than the bathroom fucked up.
Dog.
So now I done forced all this food down, and I'm thinking to myself, then I really didn't look in the kitchen. The kitchen was probably nasty, too.
Hell yeah.
And I'm over here eating food. Yeah. Just stupid 20-year-old shit.
Yeah, the bathroom fucked up for sure. The fucking the kitchen fucked up.
No, you know it was. It's just cooked all that food in there.
That's shit. That combo right there, bathroom and kitchen, nigga.
Goofy as hell, dog.
God damn.
Hey, speaking of which, though. Tell me about a time when you went to a bitch crib and it was fucking, and it was just, it was nasty.
I got one.
It was nasty, dog. And what did you do and shit? Did you stick around? Did you dip the fuck on? Did you say something about how filthy it was, dog? Hey, man, you got a story for that one, dog? This got to be a time where you pulled up like, oh hell no.
I mean, yeah. But you know how I want to put
dog, so ass nigga.
Put nobody on
blast. I'm gonna tell a story about you wearing heels and carrying the purse. First of all, I was not wearing the heels. I was carrying the heels. Anyway, dog, go ahead.
Yeah, so I ain't gonna say who I was with because I don't know how they like their name being out there.
I feel.
But I was with one of the homies.
Okay.
And we go to Southwest Detroit, Deep West.
Southwest, shit.
Yeah. So you know what I mean, man? We get to this motherfucker, dog, and I'm like, all right, but nobody wasn't on the Southwest.
Mm-hmm.
It was on the West Side.
Okay.
Yeah, it was on the West Side. That's a totally different story. But this one.
And we're, they both
us. No, we looking at it like, all right, shit, mm-hmm. Look like some East Side shit. We can handle it. We can handle it. Man, we getting this motherfucker out, mm-hmm. And everything appears to be normal.
Yeah.
Until lights came on.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh shit. I mean,
damn. When I like that,
nigga. When I tell you, them motherfuckers was crawling on the ceiling in that motherfucker, running across the TV in this bitch.
Oh my god.
And then it was right after I said, I'm thirsty. Can I get some water? She opened up that motherfucker. I made the crucial mistake of going. No, I guess it wasn't a mistake.
Because
I went into the kitchen with her.
Okay.
She opened up that cabinet, nigga. I was no longer thirsty any fucking more, bro.
Oh, what? They was rolling everywhere?
Those man, things? Them bitches was falling out of the goddamn cabinet.
Nigga, you making me itch, bro.
I mean, them bitches was falling out of the cabinet.
Yeah.
And the nigga who I was with saw that shit, and he couldn't take it.
He said,
that nigga fell the fuck out laughing, dog. And said, man, are you fucking serious right now?
Damn.
And she just turned around and looked and was like, what? He was like, what? He was like, you don't see all these motherfuckers?
Damn, had just become accustomed to them bitches.
I guess. No, like I said, when she opened up the cabinet, nigga, them bitches were like falling out.
That's nasty.
Of the fuck. I didn't even want you to open up the refrigerator and get no water.
Shit.
But
see, that mean roaches in the little baby crib and shit.
But the thing of it was that the house wasn't fucked up.
No?
No.
Just had roaches.
That's what confused me.
It is confusing.
Like, did you have a...
I expect this shit to be fucked up.
Did you have a relative to come stay with you and brought these motherfuckers or something?
They just threw them bitches.
Threw them bitches.
No, because like I said...
I'm just going to leave these here.
Cause, yeah, because like I said, the crib wasn't bad.
I
have no... Maybe, I mean, the house was a little older.
Yeah.
But, you know...
But still,
you could tell, you know...
That shit, there's an abundance. Like, if you see one or two, like, oh, shit.
That bitch is coming, nigga.
But they out in this bitch?
No, they like, shit.
They a whole gang in this motherfucker.
Shit. Yeah, no. Yeah, they was out like they was trying to tell us, nigga, you at our house.
Man.
Hell no.
That was very confusing to me, man.
Yeah, hey, so, y'all stay?
For about another 10, 15 minutes.
Okay.
Like, I said, hell yeah.
Like, hell yeah. Stayed all motherfucking night. Nigga, shit my clothes out in the morning.
So we got up out of there, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah. I think I left because my man wouldn't stop going in.
Yeah.
I was like, dog, leave her alone, man.
Right. It was going to be a problem in that bitch.
Yeah, leave her alone, man. Because even she stopped laughing after a while.
Yeah.
Like, you could tell she was getting offended.
She was hurt.
I mean, she should be offended. Nigga got roaches falling out the motherfucker. Bitch, you shouldn't be offended. You should have been offended. You shouldn't be inviting nobody over.
Yeah, or
you got problems like that.
You should have told me to stay my ass in the living room.
But sure, I'll bring it to you.
Right, I'll bring it to you.
Right. Fuck around and have roaches frozen in the ice cubes or something.
Oh, fuck.
Man.
Probably something. Why would that be? Get you fucking up there. Nigga. Because you might not even see it. It might be the cube at the bottom.
Hell yeah.
By the time that bitch thaws, you got a roach in your
mouth. A roach is dead in the train. You just pour water on top of that motherfucker. Ice to me. Ice roach.
Fucking disgusting.
Yo, you go to take her.
Sage roach.
You go to take her out and drop her off and shit. You got roaches crawling on your dashboard there in your car.
Man,
I'll be mad.
Motherfuckers do transfer.
I'll be mad at the motherfucker.
That bitch do transfer. Hell no.
Nah, that was about it, man.
Yeah.
But I was real confused.
Yeah.
Like, you can tell. I guess it was an effort of her trying to keep the world clean. And you might have to call a woofy man out there.
Yeah, there's a problem with that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Or a kid.
I remember Oregon. Shots got one up.
Yeah, actually, I got two. I'll make them quick, though. One with a chick and one with a family.
Okay.
So, I went to this chick house, man. She was staying with her moms or whatever, dog. Mm-hmm. We was out, we was in a number of streets and shit, dog. So, this,
y'all niggas always somewhere.
Yeah. I never fuck with East Side motherfuckers, dog.
Obviously.
So, I'm from a nigga who went to the Bronx.
It's progress. Yeah, but no, but no,
that's different.
She invited me over, whatever, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, Angry say, the house look clean, dog. Mm. So we in that mud watching movies and shit. You know, doing your reckless, typical shit when you go over a chick house and shit.
Yeah.
So we watching movies and shit, chilling, man. This is back in my young days when I was a player. And
that's what I'm saying. We was a player.
So I don't like shitting at people's houses. So like what happened was, I guess, you know what I'm saying, my stomach started bubbling. So I'm like, I'm trying to hold it, nigga. I'm like, man, fuck, I can't hold this.
Right.
And I'm like, walk in the house. It is dark. It's about 9 o'clock and shit. So, you know, it's dark in the house, everything, all the lights is off. So I told her, like, I gotta use the bathroom. Like, you know what I'm saying? Can I use your bathroom? Whatever. My stomach kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
So she's like, yeah, but the lights don't work in the bathroom. So I'm like, all right. So she's like, yeah, so don't even try to turn the lights on. I'm like, all right, whatever. So then I go upstairs, and then as I'm passing her room, I look at her room like, damn, it's a junky motherfucking room. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, fuck it. So I go to the bathroom. You know, it's like one of those old built houses when the bathroom was fucking big as fuck.
Oh, so you're far in front of the door.
Yeah, those big metal ass motherfucking tubs and shit. So I'm on the toilet.
Old ass house.
I'm getting down, nigga. I'm getting down shit. So then I'm like, I use my iPhone light, dog, so I can see some where the fucking tissue at. Nigga, I go and flash that light, dog. Roach is going crazy. All over.
This whole time you sitting there, though.
Dog.
There's probably roaches all around your ass.
They going crazy, dog. So I'm like, oh, shit. So I'm trying to hurry up and force this shit out. Nigga, when I go wash my hands, them motherfuckers are all in the sink, dog. So, nigga, I can do a little quick, cock, cock, cock. Get out that motherfucker. I stayed, though. Stayed, shit.
Hey, for that pussy.
Shit, might have fucked around and got a relationship with him.
Don't cut the light on. Don't even try.
No, the light probably was working the whole time, but you know how roaches are, dog. And then
wait a minute. She told you the light don't work, so you don't cut that bitch.
Exactly.
Off,
so I'm using my phone, like, nigga.
Get the fuck.
The whole time, bro. And when that fucking light came on, nigga, because of course I want to see myself wipe my ass. You feel me?
See, you feel.
And then I'm trying to find a tissue. So I'm like, oh my God, bro. No, all these fucking roaches.
Well, that one thing, I wouldn't attest with that one.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I mean, if you tell me not to turn the light on, I ain't turning it on.
Yeah, use my iPhone.
Yeah, you fuck around and burn the motherfucking house down, and she really wasn't buzzing.
But, dog, the other times.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So we had my wife, relative crib, dog. It's not relative that we, you know what I'm saying, go and see a lot.
Obviously not. You about to put that motherfucker on blast.
So we go to this relative crib, bro. Man, I gotta use the bathroom. Alex gotta use the bathroom. So I go first. And when I go in this bathroom, dog, first off, there's no toilet seat at all. So I don't know what the fuck they even sitting on and how they shitting, dog. Like, the lid and the seat is gone, nigga.
It's just a toilet.
It's just a toilet.
It's a bowl.
It's just a bowl. So that shit, so I'm in that bitch.
No, dog. It's just a bowl.
Just a bowl, dog.
Ain't nobody taking the shit. Ain't no women pissing.
I don't know what the fuck they do. I don't know they bring that bitch out the room and sit her down. Like,
no secret.
No, nigga. So,
but I still got a seat this time.
That's one thing. Toothpaste, it's like niggas just missing toothpaste. That bitch all over the motherfucking sink. It's like niggas just missing the toothbrush. And you're like, fuck you, nigga. Skirting that bitch like it had a game.
Duh. These niggas sound like they having a
game. I'm looking inside the fucking tub. It's a, you know how you put your clothes in the bin? Mm. It's a bin full of fucking dishwater with dishes in there. In the tub, nigga.
Yeah, you did say
that. Everything in that bitch is just disgusting, nasty.
So they washing the dishes in the tub?
Yeah.
The sink must don't work in the kitchen.
So they washing that bitch. The bathroom. I don't know how niggas even sitting in that bitch to even shower or anything.
Damn.
So I'm pissing, nigga, like, standing. Nigga, I'm
like, don't touch that.
I'm like, I ain't washing my hands, nigga, nothing. So I got out that motherfucker.
I'm touching all, dick.
Nigga.
Hand me that.
That's nice.
All dick all the time.
Nigga, I tell Alice, like, dog, don't use that fucking bathroom. Hold that shit, bro.
Dog.
Yeah, she held that shit, nigga. But yeah, that was the worst bathroom experience I had ever in my life, dog.
Yo. Damn. All right, well, look, I want to tell a story. I want to tell a story about a nasty crib and shit, but I want to tell it the worst bathroom story too, though. All right, I'm gonna do both, and then we gonna do that too, though. About the worst bathroom story in somebody's house, because I got a terrible one about that. But with the fucked up house, though. Shout out to my nigga. This was long enough ago. Mm-hmm. Shout out to my nigga 2G's and shit. We was on the motherfucking dummy mission. Like, you know, this was a hell of a long time ago because Buns was still alive. Mm-hmm. But we shot a move to these chicks' crib one night and shit, dog. Some West Side shit. West Chicago, to be exact. Bitch, I had met at, like, Lucky's or some shit. But anyway, it's a... at that time, shit, I was pretty young then and shit, but at that time, these bitches was like 40 and shit. They was older than us. So we pull up, though, hood rat bitch, like for sure hood rat bitch. We pull up to the spot, and immediately, it looked like a trap house, though. Like, we outside, you know, the blinds fucked up. One of the windows got a fucking, what you call that shit? Garbage bag and that motherfucker. It's fucked up. It's like a trap house. Like, but you know, we young niggas and shit, so we go in. And the only reason I remember that Buns was alive and shit, because before we went, that nigga 2G's asked me where it was at, and then he went and got Buns' pistol and shit. Because that nigga was the only nigga who had a gun at that point and shit. So we went over there. Get in the crib, though, and it's legit set up like a trap house, too. Like, I'm talking about when you get in, you notice that more of the windows got fucking garbage bags over them and shit. Got one dining room table, a sink full of motherfucking dishes like they from 1970s and shit. One big-ass couch in the living room. That's it. No TV, no table, nothing. Like, this legit look like a trap house, nigga. So, we fucking around, you know what I'm saying? We in there taking some drinks and shit. One of the bitches ain't got no front teeth and shit, right? So we already got a problem, right? Because this the homegirl. Now, see, I done told dog ride with me and shit. Because she said, I got some girls over there, whatever. We pull up, there's three of them. One of these bitches ain't got no teeth. So already 2G's like, nigga, I'm going to beat your ass. Because I done brought him as the wing, man, and this the wing, nigga. So anyway, we get to talking shit or whatever. And I'm like, I still kind of want to, you know what I'm saying? Don't pick the one with no teeth, nigga.
Pick the other one.
Pick the other one, nigga, right? So we have a little non-verbal conversation about that and shit. We decide to stay. You know how you look at nigga like, nigga, we stay here? Nigga's like, yeah, nigga. All right, nigga. So now I'm like, I had to take a piss and shit, right? Go to the bathroom. Most fucked up bathroom ever, nigga. First of all, the light really didn't work in her shit, though. Like, literally didn't work. I don't know how this worked, though. Maybe the light bulb was just out.
Yeah.
So the light don't come on, but it was a little fucking plug-in, like, night light or some shit. That was the light in that bitch. And the moonlight coming in. That was it. So, like, literally, I think I pissed on the floor. I'm sorry. I pissed on the floor. But just for shits and giggles, because it was fucked up in there, I pulled the shower curtain back down. And what I tell you, I don't know how a bitch or no nigga or nobody is taking a shower in that motherfucking
dog. A monster.
A monster, nigga.
Being inquisitive.
I had to, nigga. Like, you looking at how fucked up it is, like, I gotta see this fucking tub.
Man, I don't even want to see it.
I pulled that motherfucker back, and I'm talking about the ring in that bitch, dog.
I don't even want
to. Really, that bitch had to be permanent. You know how Tupperware look after you ate too much chili and spaghetti? That's what the fuck is doing. Who the fuck is washing their ass here? And then, then there's a rag hanging on the thing and shit, right? You know how rags get old after they've been wet for a while? So that bitch motherfucker just look like an old chopped up chicken wing and shit. That bitch was sitting there and like two little, you know how the bar of soap is when that bitch down to nothing and keep breaking up and it's pieces of soap like that sitting on the sink.
Oh, hell.
The fuck?
Good, man.
So first of all, I wanted to wash my hands, right? But, like, if the soap is chipped up like that, somebody been really using that motherfucker, dog. Yeah, yeah. That bitch might have been in body parts and everything. I'm not fucking with that shit. Yeah,
that shit definitely didn't make it inside no rag.
Bro.
Duh.
So, yeah.
They just picking that bitch up with their hands washed now.
But we didn't leave after that, though. Because I told dog, man, go look at the bathroom. We out of here, bro. Yeah. We did leave and shit, though.
Well, it sounded like you was in the trap house.
Yeah. But dog, it was a couple kids in the back. They selling dope out the crib with kids in the...
It's not
I don't know why. I don't know why you acting surprised.
I
really don't know why you acting surprised, dog.
It's fucked up.
Yeah, I ain't been way more nasty houses than clean houses.
Dude. Anyway, y'all got a fucked up bathroom story, though?
Shit, besides that one,
I don't know. Shit, we pretty much told them all.
Yeah.
Shit, nigga, my
I got one, nigga.
Shit, it's a family member, dog. Somebody's real close to us, dog. And nigga, that just say when I used to go over their house, nigga, I never took a shower, nigga. I always stood on my t-shirt and washed my ass the whole way, nigga.
Damn.
Nigga, it was shit all over that motherfucker, dog. It's just like, nigga, I never ever like that. I used to love going over there, but I would not wash my ass. Like, not for real, wash ass.
I don't want to know.
It was straight whole bath, nigga. I'm talking about, I'm hitting them bitches quick. I'm out.
Damn.
Nigga, it was bad, but again, it was a good spot to be at, dog. But it's just that bathroom wasn't getting
fucked up,
dog. I never understood why niggas gotta have nasty bathrooms. You spend a lot of time in the bathroom, bro.
Yeah.
And that shit, like I said, dog, I didn't want to touch the sink. I didn't want to touch nothing, nigga. Yeah. Put my t-shirt that I take off, put that bitch on the floor, I stay on that bitch. Nigga, get that rag, nigga. Make sure a bitch don't touch the sink, nigga. Fall water.
Damn,
nigga,
that's tough.
Wash me my face, nigga. Boom, boom, boom. Get my shit together.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Yeah.
Like,
that was fucked up.
Because it's something with me. I got like this phobia of bathrooms. Like I'm talking.
Instead of phobia of bathrooms.
I'm talking about like any. I'm looking at any little nigga crack, anything. I don't want nothing to be fucked up, bro. Like, it just disgusts me.
That's weird.
Like, if I'm in a tub, if I see anything, it disgusts me. I gotta clean it. Like, my bathroom tub gotta be clean, dog. Uh-huh. I feel sick, dog. Like, I can't be in there.
Dog, this looks like
it's because of that house, bro. So, as I got older, nigga, fuck it. Nigga, your bathroom fucked up? I am not getting that bitch, nigga.
I literally want to know who bathroom you're talking about now. Like, I have no idea.
I do not fuck with no nasty bathroom, bro.
No, I wasn't even just talking about just a nasty bathroom. That was just a fucked up bathroom experience, period, nigga.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Cause I got one and shit if you want to think about one and shit.
Yeah, go ahead.
Dog, so my fucked up one was with a young lady I was dating at the time and shit. We was at her auntie's house and shit. So I remember being, I was upstairs and shit, you know, entertaining with the uncles and, you know, the old niggas and shit, right? So we were there talking shit and whatever. She ended up bringing me some food. Food was good as hell, nigga. Like, I'm smashing that shit. Like, goddamn, this shit, yeah. Right? So I'm sitting in I guess it's like a den or whatever, right? Then it's the den, like the little hallway. You can see the bathroom from where I'm sitting and shit. And then, like, you know, the rest of the house. So I'm sitting there and shit. I'm seeing kids running in and out of every motherfucking way and shit. Kids running in and out the bathroom, running in and out with us and shit. Whatever. So then I'm eating and shit. And then, you know, of course, what happened to me?
Baby guts and shit.
Dog, get bubble guts. I'm like, fuck, man. Yeah, take a shit. Like, let me slide away from these niggas real quick. I seen the bathroom. Like, it's right over here. Go in the motherfucking bathroom, dog. And it's one of them West Side shit. It's not a big bathroom, but it's a long bitch. You know what I'm saying? So, like, once you shut the door and go over to the toilet, nigga, it ain't like you can hold your arm out, you know what I'm saying, and keep the door closed. Mm-hmm. And I only mention that because I go on this bitch and there is no latch. Like, you can't push the, like, not only do the motherfucker don't push all the way up, you can't lock it, you can't do shit. So, basically, when you push the door up, it's like, it's basically cracked open
still. Yeah.
So, that means if I push it a little bit and go down here and take a shit, a nigga just walk in. And it's too far away for me to put my arm up to stop it down.
That old bathroom, nigga.
So, nigga, I'm assessing the situation. Now, I know this whole time I've been sitting there, I've been seeing kids running out. Because they fucking, it's little kids. They fucking in and out. Even if they ain't have to go to the bathroom, they just going in the fucking door.
Yeah.
So, like, dog, I looked at the toilet, I looked at the door. And I can't, I'm on the west side, nigga, I'm far from home. I'm like, fuck, dog, I got to take a shit. So, like, nigga, I literally timed it, nigga. Like, so I opened the window up and shit, you know what I'm saying? Got some fresh air coming through. Got the seat prepared and shit, right? Went to the door, looked around, make sure wasn't nobody in the vicinity. Like, dog, I'm talking about, I pushed that door up, ran to the motherfucking toilet, and took, like, a 10-second shit. Like, I tried to shit everything out. Dog, I'm talking about, I shit so quick and wiped my ass and jumped up, nigga. That I don't know how it was possible, nigga. And luckily, nobody came to the door while I was taking the shit, bro.
Duh, that shit, that's one of them school fucking bathrooms with that said door.
Different, like, you at your crib, niggas know, like, you know, that nigga door fucked up. Yeah. You ain't seeing kids running in and out and shit. But this ain't even my family. Little King of Wonder, oh, the fat nigga on the toilet and shit. What the fuck I'm doing with that?
Throwing shit at you.
Hey, throwing shit at something. Come on, dog.
You know exactly that's what was coming out of your mouth.
It's gonna happen. I'm like, fuck.
Duh.
Yeah, that was a fucked up bathroom.
I do got one, though.
Yeah, that shit right there.
You wanna go?
I want to say this for people listening, dog, in real life. Don't invite motherfuckers over. Fuck that. Scratch that. Don't invite me over if I can't shut your bathroom door all the way. don't invite me over, though. Yeah.
No, don't invite nobody over if your shit fucked up, but you know it's fucked up, bro.
Oh, yeah, that too, though. But don't invite me, though, if I can't shut the fucking bathroom door.
Yeah, man.
Just don't invite me, though. Because I got to take a shit.
Yeah.
If you got a dough that don't shut all the way, or at least I can put a lock on that motherfucker because you got kids running every fucking way.
Don't invite me if you just got a bowl, nigga. No seat.
Why not? Because I ain't got no seat on the toilet, bro. That's out of pocket.
I remember my brother, me and my brother got different moms and shit. Mm. So I'm at his grandma crib. Dude. And you know, I got a little diarrhea. So my shit tumbling a little bit, bro.
Dude.
Now his grandma is one of those grandmas who got those, you know, those soft cushion seats.
Nigga. I hate them bitches.
She got those, and then she got the little arm shit that, you know, help her sit down.
Yeah.
So I'm in that bitch, nigga. It's coming out. But I know the way it's coming out. It's splashing back up.
You got all that damn space in between.
So I know it's splashing back up, and I know she got this cushion. Because, you know, when you got diarrhea, you got to clean up under the seat.
That motherfucker splash.
I'm going to clean up under this fucking cushion.
Just for you motherfuckers that didn't know that, don't invite me to your house, because I know what your toilet looks like.
That's a sidebar, nigga. That's nasty. Like those type of toys, though. I understand she needs because she old lady, but
you have to be.
Nigga, your ass sweaty and shit, nigga. Now you got the motherfucking cushion sweaty. But I just remember having so much diarrhea, nigga, just having grab tissue and just wipe up under that shit. Cause I had so much diarrhea that then kind of like splashed the water, hit that motherfucker up under the bottom. So I mean, that bitch is going to work, though. But it's like, nigga, I mean, that bitch uncomfortable, nigga. My arms up here, diarrhea, soft ass cushion. It's summertime, ass sweaty. Just like, nigga.
What the fuck came the cushion? I guess I understand. Like,
cause she old.
Yeah.
She, you know, she was like in her 70s, 80s and shit, bro.
Yeah, I never understood people that buy the bitch for real, though. Like, yeah, unless you got some kind of like medical condition. Yeah. Nigga, I'm gonna need you to get a hard seat.
That's the
like,
nastiest shit ever to have, bro. Especially when you shitting the guy.
Cause that motherfucker, goddamn.
Cause if you ain't a nigga who clean, like I'm a person, I come from a clean family. Mm. My wife clean, so I know you got a diarrhea. 9 times out of 10, that bitch bouncing up and hitting the walls of the motherfucker shit, the bottom of the toilet seat. Like, if you don't clean up under that bitch after diarrhea, you nasty, bro.
Exactly. That's why I said, if you don't know what this nigga talking about, don't invite me to your house.
Yeah. Cause it's two things that gotta be clean. Up under that, and then behind that bitch in them little creases. Piss all that shit that be right there.
That shit be happening. Like, it's niggas missing the toilet, that motherfucker.
Mostly with kids, nigga.
I ain't got kids. Like, I'm having to clean my shit. Like, do you want to be pissing on the floor? What do I be doing, nigga?
It's the 2 o'clock in the morning pisses.
Yeah, I guess so. Nigga, piss on the back of the toilet. That shit just slide off.
That hard dick piss, nigga. When you got this motherfucker, you miss everything here.
Yeah, you got to stand by the sink and hope you rainbow in that motherfucker.
It's out the way at the 11, though. It's the time to get out of here and shit, get set up for the next show, dog. It's been fun, though, telling a couple of stories and shit. Did y'all have some last minute stories y'all want to tell and shit, or we done?
I mean, of course you always want
to. I ain't got no topic.
That worst smash.
Oh, huh? Story. Shit, you got one?
I mean, it just, I'm married, dog, but it's like.
She's not married. What the fuck? It's like, you brought this shit up, nigga.
Real quick, like, I do it real quick, dog. Of course, like, I tell this story a lot. My cousin left condoms at the house, and they was Mad Max L, nigga. And this is my first time. I don't know if I can fit that motherfucker. So I threw that bitch in the garbage. Let me get that motherfucking trolls in that door. So then, you know, she took her pants down, and nigga, you talking about fish? Nigga. So yeah. Nigga, shit couldn't get right. Shit couldn't perform right. So nigga, she never talked to me again after that.
No, we was talking about that the other day on
that shit was tart as hell, bro.
On Girth and shit, right? The other podcast I do. Shout out to Podcastic. Shout out to my nigga Kevin Miles and shit. But we was talking about that shit, and he was talking about, which is some crazy shit that I never really thought about, how many niggas might have experienced this. But he said his first experience, I think. Damn, I hope I ain't misquoting. I want to say he said he was like 13.
Damn, he was young.
And I think the chick was, I can't remember. I think she was an older chick. But her pussy stank, right? So that nigga said that he ain't getting no more pussy till he was probably around 18 or 19.
God.
But damn. Because he thought that's what pussy was gonna be like every time. So he was like, he didn't wanna fuck with it. And I'm thinking, like, I wonder how many niggas had that fucked up experience and thought all pussy was like that and didn't fuck one more time.
No, I came back. I mean, well, I mean,
if you ain't know, shit, just know. So if this was your first experience, it's gonna be like, oh shit, is all this pussy like this.
Well, you know what? It's bigger than that because
I haven't even thought about it until you said that shit.
No, because see, I guess it's all about the women you raised around. You know what I mean?
Yeah, okay.
It is, because I grew up around a foul mouth mama, auntie, and me and my sister was tight. So I had the ability to ask her, is that how that's supposed to be?
Oh, okay.
You get what I'm saying? Or, you know, and I wasn't afraid to ask those type of questions.
Yeah, but for a nigga who ain't gonna ask nobody, you might.
That's your fault.
This is just how pussy is, so I'm straight on.
See, that's the time you're supposed to ask them type of questions, man.
Man,
you know what I'm saying?
13, I think I'm gonna ask her. Like, hey, your pussy supposed to smell like this. At 13, I think I'm gonna ask her.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, you fortunate enough to have a sister you can ask them questions to. Two sisters at that age for you.
Yeah.
You can ask that question
to. Speaking of all of that shit, though, and I don't want to end on a somber note, you know, like on some weird shit, but I kind of want to mention this, though. It was a lot of 12, 13, 14 year old niggas out here getting pussy. And they was fucking grown women, dog. You niggas was molested, bro.
Yeah, like,
and really, it was women out here molesting little niggas, dog. Like, we was wearing that shit like a badge of honor. Like, yeah, they gonna get pussy. Like, yeah, she 19. Like, nigga, he got raped. He thinking that this shit ain't cool. Like, you 12 fucking a 19-year-old. Like, nigga, you got molested, nigga. You feel me? Like, it's kind of strange. Like, we laugh at that shit because, like, it's boys that we talking about. But, like, in real life, some of these niggas might be fucked up behind that shit, bro. Like, that's a real,
yeah.
That's a real situation.
I don't know, nah.
What, that's fucked up behind
you? Yeah, I don't know, nah.
because we think it's normal. So we wouldn't realize that it was fucked up because we always felt it was normal.
I mean, well, a lot of us put ourselves in that situation.
What you mean?
Easily. Because we were, okay, how can I put it? We all was pretty much built average than the norm because we were all athletes around that age. Secondly, our punk asses always hung around older ass niggas.
See, but this is what I'm saying, though. See, we've normalized it. It don't mean it's okay for a 19-year-old woman to touch you.
I don't see nothing wrong with it.
Because we've made it normal. But it really ain't. Because if you say it's a 19-year-old man touching a 12-year-old girl is a motherfucking problem.
That's a difference.
It's the same thing.
No, that's a difference.
It's still an adult and a kid, nigga.
That's a difference.
That shit is not different. And that's why I said we normalize that shit. That shit ain't normal.
It is.
It's normal. It normally happens. Don't mean it's normal, nigga.
I mean, you more successful to
Mary checking in. What up, dog? He says grown men who still can't and won't admit it. No, for real. Like, nigga, you was raped, nigga. You was molested. This bitch 19. You fucking 12. You got molested, nigga.
Yeah, I never had that.
You weren't just a lucky nigga on the block. Nigga, you got taken advantage of.
Shit, man. Come on, dog.
Said
we wanted it.
We just right. Don't.
You wasn't taking advantage of. No, you weren't, because you knew what the fuck you were doing. That ain't good.
You can't say that in reverse.
Some people be fucked up about that shit, though. Like, some people.
Some people be fucked up, they don't know it, though.
Yeah.
They don't know it.
Nah, see, I get it, yeah, but yeah, you a grown man. You don't mess with no little girl.
You a grown woman, you don't mess with no little boy.
You ain't no little boy at 12 or 13.
You a little girl at 12 or 13?
Yes, you are.
Okay, so what's the difference?
The difference is you a boy.
Duh.
We
quit. Hey, all the 12, 13-year-old niggas out here fucking motherfucking college freshmen and shit, nigga. Relax, nigga. You're being molested.
We quit to say man up, nigga. We don't say woman up.
Duh. Oh, shit, man. Shout out to the motherfucking sexual predator women out this motherfucker.
Still out there and shit.
Still out there.
Still talking to the nigga, too.
Hell yeah. Still.
Oh, you ain't got a grandma.
Been fucking that nigga since he was 12. You nasty.
The ones that pissed me off is the ones in high school getting mad because their teacher trying to give them some ass. See, you in high school now, bro.
Yeah, that's different.
I don't see. I mean, what's the difference?
Well, I mean, it depends on what you talk about. I mean, if I'm like 17 or 18... Like, shout out to Miss Garland, though. Miss Garland at King High School. Miss Garland was 23 years old. I don't know how the fuck she got that job that early and shit. But I used to want to beat the brakes off Miss Garland. So that was 18, though.
That would have been okay.
I was 18. I'm a motherfucking adult, then. I'm 18. I was 18 at that point.
So if you were 16, 17, it would have been a problem?
No. But if I was 12 or 13, it was a problem.
I mean, yeah, 12 and 13. And she you said 19. You ain't say 23, motherfucker.
It's just...
That's
19, nigga.
For a guy and a girl.
Plus, we 13. We got a 19-year-old bitch, nigga. It's the shit. But let your 13-year-old daughter have a 19-year-old nigga.
Yeah, that's not morally right.
It's so it ain't right the other way either, nigga.
No, see, you saying sorely. She's still in striking range. Man, look.
It can't work that way, dog.
Oh, yes, it can.
A kid is a kid, bro. A kid is a kid. A 13-year-old boy and a 13-year-old girl is still 13-year-old kids.
Look at here. If I do a crime and you try me as an adult at 13, I should be able to get some 19-year-old ass.
So that's the same for a girl, though.
No, don't try me as
an adult. 13-year-old girl can get tried as an adult, so it's
mostly they mostly don't try girls as an adult like they do boys.
I ain't gonna lie, I'd be mad if older chick try to, you know, get down my son, dog.
I'm 16 now.
Oh, yeah, he done, man.
Oh, yeah, I'm talking about, like, you know, younger and
shit. 12 or 13, he's 16. Yeah, still, like an old ass bitch, though. This bitch gave me 30, damn, 16-year-old kid. Like, bitch, get out of here.
Nah, yeah.
That's ridiculous.
No, you know, I'm just talking shit.
Shit, I don't know.
But, you know,
it just got molested.
Well, because I wanted to get molested by Miss Hope, though, at one time, but I'm like,
from a motherfucker who raped women.
Damn.
Talking about I got molested.
Yeah. First of all,
this nigga rapes women and he go talk about me getting molested. Ain't that a bitch?
First of all, what's this nigga talking about?
You the one said
you will never sit here talking about this nigga rape bitches, nigga. Is you crazy?
You the one said no don't mean no the first time.
Oh, that's not what I.
That's not what you said?
That's not what I said.
What did you say? What did you say?
It's not what I said, though.
What did you say?
I don't remember. That's
long discussion, boy.
You said it.
I did not say that.
No does not mean no the first no. That's exactly what you said.
That's not what I said. I said that there are times when women are being playful and they're saying no in a playful way.
That's
you
not
know
what
the said. Difference between a nigga for real stop and a no, I quit playing. You know the difference.
No.
Fucking playing with me, dog.
No means no.
No, you
know.
You,
it didn't say no means no unless she's giggling. It didn't say no.
You're supposed to get him that no. You like, oh,
man. Right.
I just watched the movie the other day.
At least I'm admitting that we all did it. Man. But, you know. This motherfucker gonna sit up there and say,
"Be a rapist, though." So you a rapist too?
Like me? Oh, I did. I'm just the first to admit it, though.
He goes, but Lisa, I didn't say no. Didn't mean no. This nigga said
he no didn't mean no.
Yes, he did. You said the first no don't mean no.
I didn't say that, though.
She where's mom? Yes, she did. Because
I was a nigga. When a girl say no, he'd be like, "Are you sure?"
What? You said that initial first no don't mean no. That's when the crowd went crazy.
I didn't say I. That's probably how niggas perceived it. I didn't say
that's
it.
That's how it came out your mouth, man.
I said it just the way I just said it a moment ago, nigga.
Okay.
Yeah, I must. I heard it live, though. He didn't say it like that. It was just chick in that bitch who got me.
I said it just the way I fucking said it just a moment ago, nigga. I know what I said.
Everybody. Okay. I think we
sick of call me a raper.
Like, you talk about you a rapist, Mr. Lewis. Then he was in jail. Please, my come knock on the door right now. And arrest
him. I was trying to be an advocate of niggas out here getting molested. And shit. I was thinking they call me a raper.
Like, hey, this, that shit terrible. Niggas fucking up girls, nigga. Fucking up dudes and shit. But I'm a rapist.
It's time to go, garçon. Check, please. God damn, shit.
Like, I feel bad for all the niggas who got raped. I'm being molested, but
you ain't out here raping.
I'm raping them.
First of all, I just want to say this too, though. First of all, I didn't say it like that. I'm not a raper and shit. And also, I want to say that although we are laughing, we all realize that rape is a serious situation.
It is.
I don't want no blowback on this shit.
Nah, we're
laughing.
Right now, dog. That's
don't want no blowback.
We are not.
We're not laughing at fucking rape victims.
No, we laughing.
No.
At the accusations that you're
facing. Yeah, we just. Okay, let me, and since I said it, let me go ahead and put it out there. We are just making fun of each other. And like you said, rape is very serious. We're not nowhere near talking about any victims.
Exactly, dog.
We are nowhere near talking about. We are talking about each other.
That's okay.
Let's make that clear. I know. I know this guy's not a rapist.
No jokes, guys.
Yeah, I just felt like that was a good time to throw that joke in there.
It was. For niggas that know, they know shit. They know what I'm saying.
He might come around the counter and Will Smith my ass in a minute. For the bad joke.
He might bring them home. Like, that was fun though, too. I should have said that.
It's just going bad. Let's get the fucking shit. We can't even have a good Friday. That was a bad joke. Good Friday. All right, so we're out here, dog. I want to thank everybody for checking us out today, dog. Again, man, shout out to all the people in Cali, man, who are fucking holding us down, dog. That population in Cali listening is just blowing up. So
it's about to blow up even more because wasn't just shouting me out on Instagram and shit.
Oh, we're hurting showing. Shout out, shit. That's what's up, dog. Hey,
we love you, California. We love you.
I wonder if some of my relatives listening to the show. You probably got a gang of them
shit
out there.
Gotta be somebody, nigga, because shit, it ain't. I don't know nobody, so there's gotta be something out there. But yeah, that's it, dog. Let's get the fuck out of here. Again, I want to thank everybody for checking us out, dog. If you're checking us out on YouTube, make sure you click that like, share, and subscribe, dog. When you subscribe, hit that bell so you get notified every time we go live, dog. If you are on IG Live, then of course you can pull up on the block at eblockradio.com and wherever you listen at Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio. Or Pandora, man, make sure you click that subscribe button there so you know get notified every time we upload audio motherfucking content, dog. Mm-hmm. That's it, dog. We'll go around the block one last time, then we'll get the fuck up out of here, dog. Angry Man, what you want to leave the people with on this holiday weekend, dog?
Shit, I don't know. I don't celebrate that shit, man, but...
You got a lame ass shot over here, shit.
But my thing is, I'm going to try to touch a little bit of everything we talked about and try to do it quick. Sometimes when you go over people's house, you got to turn into that 12-year-old kid or that 8-year-old kid where you don't have to go through certain experiences. So just to stay out of certain situations, man, either eat before you go or use the bathroom before you go. That way you don't have to go in nobody's kitchen to eat their bullshit food and you don't have to go in their bathroom.
Yeah.
And to piggyback off of what we just got finished talking about, we made a lot of accusations here, and you know, I don't agree with 12-year-old boys fucking 19-year-old girls, man. I mean, sounds good, you know.
When
you,
for us,
yeah. Yeah, but I mean that's definitely not right. There's something definitely wrong with a 19-year-old girl if that's the best you could do.
Yeah.
You know, I take the compliment. You know, you ain't a half bad looking young man. You know, I take the compliment, but.
Yeah.
Go find you somebody your age, man.
For sure.
No means no. It's the first no, the second no.
No means no, joking or not. A woman may not know how to aggressively say no in the moment.
Yeah, because like I said, all she gonna do is get in court and say, I fear for my life and I was just trying to, you know, laugh so he wouldn't kill me. But I really didn't want him to do it. And then here come your punk ass defense attorney. Well, she was joking when she said no. She was smiling when she said it.
First of all, niggas know when the no is.
Yes, man.
Niggas know if you getting pussy or not. Niggas know if you getting pussy or not.
But
if
see,
you force the issue, you know you force the issue, nigga.
No, but see, the thing is, we know nowadays how shit is, man. You cannot play with that. If that shit is no... That's what I'm telling Junior.
Yeah,
I mean, definitely. Jokingly or playing, if no, you want to know if you still going to get some ass? Yeah. If she, no, boom, bounce back off that motherfucker.
Yeah.
If she was bullshitting, she'll come back and get on your ass.
I got you.
Then you let her force her head. Like, why you stop me? You said no.
Yeah.
Let her say, I was just playing. It ain't for you to say, you was just playing. How do I know that? Because most people, what they do when they get nervous, they laugh.
They laugh. Yeah, you right.
You see what I'm saying? That's why I say... You got to be real, real motherfucking careful with that shit.
Yeah, no.
Like I say, we joke about it. Yeah, hey, that's what I'm telling my boy. Like,
yeah.
I don't give a fuck if she holding her gut laughing and saying, no, nigga, back up off that motherfucker.
Oh, Right.
You know what I'm saying? Let her tell you. I was just playing. Yeah. And record that shit. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, jokes is jokes, people, man. My boy is not a rapist. Friday. That I know of.
Just that I know of. This nigga.
And I don't think I've ever been molested. No, I haven't. Everything was since I started was in my age range.
Yeah, I figured it.
A couple years older, but you know, for the most
part. Not a fucking, yeah. Not a 20-year-old or shit. 13 or this motherfucker.
I don't know. That might be striking distance. You're a teenager now, then.
No. Like 13 and shit. This bitch doing freshman calculus at Wayne State.
Right. She helped me with my homework.
She's in 8th grade. Yeah. Hell no. Oh, niggas wild. Just think about this shit, though. This bitch a freshman at Wayne State.
Yeah, your ass.
You at Vine Stewart.
Doing beginner algebra in that bitch.
Yeah, I know. That's they got math.
Right.
They got math.
Yeah, nigga, long division is big.
Long division.
That shit always crush me.
This nigga out here doing long division.
Shit. All I was going to do is turn you into the man.
Wow.
Hey, your sister coming to pick you up today? Nah, that's my girl, nigga.
Right, your older sister, like, nah, that's the one, you know, smash and shit, cuz.
Yeah.
Like, nah,
shout out to
you, at least.
Man, my thing is, shit, off the shit that we talked about, ladies, please have a clean bathroom and a clean motherfucking kitchen, man. This go for everybody, men or women, don't invite people to your house if you know your shit is trifling, dog. If your shit fucked up, man, just meet them niggas at they crib and shit, dog.
For sure.
My brothers, don't barbecue like white people, dog. I don't want the motherfucking grill marks. I want my shit burnt, dog. I don't want no bullshit ass stuffing that them white motherfuckers be making. I don't want no fucking grill mark hot dogs and all that bullshit, dog. You feel me?
That nigga said stuffing.
So if you black nigga, don't invite me if you ain't got no black people barbecue in that bitch.
Black people barbecue, dog.
You know what I'm saying?
And that wasn't racist.
Yeah, right. Fuck it. It's racist. I don't want no white people barbecue. Fuck that.
Javon checking in. What up, though? JM posing in the building. What up, though?
As far as the holiday, man, hey, man, go ahead and do something for your kids. Give them a basket. Make that bitch yourself, because them fucking pre-made baskets be some bullshit.
Man, I ain't seen a fucking Easter basket in years.
Yeah, we do that shit for our kids all the time. Yeah. Shit. So, yeah, man, celebrate with the kids. And, shit, get your barbecue on, hang with family, and fucking stay safe in this bitch, dog.
For sure.
The motherfucking best podcast in the fucking city, the best host in the fucking city, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, all right, this nigga hype, he turned up and shit.
Gotta let him know, dog.
Man, anyway.
Shit, if you can't cook, just don't invite nobody to your house. Stop cooking. Just stop. You know who's been cooking.
But see, the thing is, motherfuckers don't stop cooking because somebody didn't tell them
that shit straight.
No, everybody ain't told you that shit was good.
No, not everybody, but somebody did.
Because see, this is how I know I'm all right in the kitchen, because when I do the shit,
yeah.
Ain't no motherfucking leftovers.
Yeah.
Most of the time, I ain't trying to big myself up, but my barbecue coming off the grill. Sometimes I don't even make it to niggas' plate.
Yeah, shit gone.
You know what I'm saying? If you got a whole bunch of... If this is your line after you had dinner at your house, let me get the Lumen 4 so I can keep wrapping this shit up. And you wrap up more than 4 containers, that shit is terrible, bro.
They left too much food.
Yeah, ain't nobody taking that shit home.
Yeah, no, I dig that, though. But shit, on that note... I'm just going to say this, dog, just to piggyback off of, you know, what we was talking about all day and shit. I'm really just going to leave niggas with this, dog. And I know I said this already, but I'm leaving off with it again. If I can't shut your bathroom door all the way, dog, or at least put a lock on that bitch so nigga can't just walk in on me because I am taking the shit at your house, don't invite me, dog.
Please don't.
If you can push your door up and that motherfucker ease open and there's no way for that bitch to stay closed, don't invite me, dog. Because I'm taking the shit and that ain't comfortable, dog.
Nah.
It's uncomfortable shit in a nigga house and that bitch keeps swinging open.
Duh.
Pretty uncomfortable.
Hell yeah.
On that note, dog, we up out here, dog.
That's somebody who live that just gonna walk in that motherfucker.
You feel me? Dog, so look, whatever you gonna do this weekend, dog, because it is the holiday weekend and it might be a little warm this weekend in the D. And I know how you niggas get when the sun come out, dog.
Guns coming out.
So please, whatever you gonna do this weekend, make sure that you do at least try to arrive alive, dog. To the next time, you already know what it is. The Live is Cloud Radio Show on the planet.
That'd be Earth, cuz. Damn.
Straight from the evening of radio live on your dial right this moment, man. This is the Wake and Bake Show. Got my man Angry Man in the building.
Protect your neck.
Got my man Monk Money on the plantation somewhere.
We love you.
My nigga Shy holding it down.
Man, your favorite podcaster, nigga.
And of course, man, it's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live
from the 48205, man.
Red Zone.
Peace out, y'all.
Yeah.
Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show, live on eblockradio.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you or your company are looking to jump into the podcast world, now is the time. The Plug Agency is here to connect you to the full power of podcasting. You just record and leave the rest to us. The people are listening and want to hear from you. Theplug-agency.com. That's theplug-agency.com. Click the link in the episode description for an exclusive offer.
This is Sarah Hubbard, host of You and Me Kid, a podcast about starting and raising a family on your own. We just launched season 2, and I'm speaking with single moms, those still considering, and experts in relevant fields to give you a real sense of what the day-to-day experience of solo parenting looks and feels like. Plus, this season, I've partnered with California Cryobank, the number one sperm bank in the U.S. So wherever you are in the process, this podcast provides some support, humor, and helpful information. Listen to You and Me Kid wherever you get your podcasts.